Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. First summer troll fishery for king salmon in southeast Alaska is over. It closed Saturday evening just before midnight. Management biologist Grant Hagerman says over 200 fewer boats fished in this year's opener than in last year's. Many boats from California and Oregon remain to work the fisheries there, and some Alaskan trollers may have considered chum salmon a better bet this year. Kings were few and far between.
And reports from the sport fisheries on the outside were, not good for May and June. The catch rates were low, sport fishermen having difficulties even getting their one fish bag limits. And so that may have dissuaded the troller somewhat.
Pushed the catch rate down to about 3,700 fish a day total, almost 13 kings per day average for every boat. And it extended the season to almost 2 weeks. Saturday's closure announcement doesn't put an end to fishing for the year, though. Average price was $8.34 a pound. Trollers are already targeting chum and coho salmon. And by regulation, the summer troll season for kings is split 70-30 between July and August. And that leaves roughly 22,000 Chinook still to be caught. Concerns over low Chinook escapement in southeast Alaska's big river systems remain. Despite conservation measures last year, Hagerman says it looks like a number of wild systems will not meet escapement goals. Meanwhile, authorities are investigating after hundreds of fish, presumably salmon, were left rotting on a hillside near Wasilla. KTU-TV reports the fish were discarded off a hiking trail near Kinnick Goose Bay Road. The overpowering smell suggests the fish were left there for quite some time. Wildlife biologist Dave Battle says fish attract bears, which can become aggressive to defend a food source. Firefighters are pulling 6.5 miles of hose laid along wildfires in the Yukon Flats as the Alaska Fire Service demobilizes its response to two blazes in the interior part of the state. The lightning-caused fires started back on July 2nd near the village of Chalkeetsik. The Appleven fire burned 100 acres about 10 miles west of the village and is fully contained. Firefighters continue to go after larger Teekoven fire about 16 miles south of Chalkeetsik. The 2,700-acre burn in the Yukon Flats National Wildlife Refuge is listed as 65% contained today. Firefighters are securing the remaining line and mopping up hot spots before they demobilize. And the board of directors of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race has four new members, including a former Olympian. The Iditarod Trail Committee announced today that former Olympic cross-country skier Nina Kempel will serve on the board. Kempel is chief executive officer of the Alaska Community Foundation, a group that supports philanthropy and to strengthen Alaska communities. Three others also will serve on the board that oversees the annual dog machine race to Nome. Weather forecast calls for showers for tonight, low temperature about 45 to 50 degrees, and more showers for tomorrow. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.